Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway, where I truly believe we are on a divine journey in which God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Monday with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you faithfully each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be saying, Coach Adams, what am I working? Working your vision, achieving your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. Wow, I must admit that each episode of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams is truly rich and empowering. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is insightful. Allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around our subject. And our subject is, as we are in our Shape Up and Win series, we are looking at excellence. Excellence. Yes. And so as we are shaping up to win and we have this discussion around today's subject, we will have this dialogue for about 40 minutes, and then we will open up our programming for our audience participation, at which time We welcome your questions and comments. This, of course, always lends to an interactive environment, which we absolutely love, and we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. Again, on today's installment of Motivational Mondays, it's time to shape up and win as we are looking at excellence in our Shape Up series. But before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a brief moment to send someone a quick email of facts, invite someone to share in today's programming with you right on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon. Bottom line, do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We want to let you know that we extend our heartfelt, gracious thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. And we don't take it lightly or for granted, so we say gracious thanks, a million thanks. A heartfelt thanks. Muchas gracias. Merci beaucoup. All of those ways to say thank you, because we really appreciate you assisting us with expanding our outreach. I want to encourage you, if you don't already have your pens, notepads, iPads, tablets sitting at your desktops or your laptops, so that you can capture the richness that will be shared in today's Shape Up series on this topic of excellence. You know, many of you that are connected with me socially, you may be aware that the reason why we were not broadcasting live on last week is because I was celebrating my birthday in Cancun. And while I was in Cancun, Mexico, I was staying at a hotel that, or resort more specifically, that the name was Excellent Playa Mujeres. I hope I'm saying that right. If I'm not, my cousin Nikki will let me know. The bottom line is that while at this resort in Cancun, first of all, I didn't know exactly what to expect. I was very hopeful on this journey, but I didn't know exactly what to expect. And I didn't know what to expect as we're talking about excellence in our Shape Up series. I didn't know what to expect because I had never been to this resort. But I went into this journey with great hopes and high expectations. I knew what I desired for this vacation, celebrating my birthday and just having this amazing escape, but I didn't know exactly all of what that meant. And so as we were enjoying our vacation at Excellence Playa Mujeres, and again, I hope I'm saying and pronouncing it correctly, my Spanglish is not that good, but I'm trusting that you get the point and don't lose focus on the pronunciation, but understand that as we're talking about excellence and the reason for this dialogue on excellence is because the resort's name included that. So we arrived, and you may be thinking, Coach Adams, I don't want to hear about your vacation. What does that have to do about shaping up and winning with my vision and achieving my goals and living my dream? Well, just track with me, because as you allow yourself to get caught up in this story with me, I trust that the different nuggets that will be shared and the areas that will be illuminated will without question challenge you with your vision, with your goals, and living out your dreams, and challenge you to move to another level. And so we get to the resort, and because it was a celebration of birthdays, mine and my cousin, in each of our rooms, we had balloons, we had a rose on the bed, we had a little gift on the bed, on the table, there was the details of a birthday dessert that said happy birthday. There was fruit on the table. There were champagne glasses. There was champagne on the table. And I began to process and look around. And again, I'm thinking, wow, this is unlike I had ever experienced to date. And I've had the opportunity to travel, and I've stayed at what I believe are some nice places, but I had not experienced as of yet the details in which I was now starting to enjoy and partake of at this resort. And I thought, wow, you know, I've often heard Oprah, others say, love is in the details. And, you know, I believe that love is in the details. And I believe that excellence is giving your very best in a given moment, giving your very best in any given moment. That's what I believe excellence is. Now, the definition of excellence is an excellent quality or feature. It is superiority. And so when you think of excellence, you think of another level. But for me, because I have struggled on my journey with perfection in the past, that I would get paralyzed in trying to create perfection instead of giving my very best in any moment, at any time. And so that's where I made the shift. But as I looked around, I said, wow, I am truly experiencing the name of this brand of excellence come to life. In all of these various details, you saw excellence. How does this relate with your vision? As you're hearing these details, I want you to challenge yourself. Are you giving excellence as it relates to your vision? Are you giving excellence as it relates to achieving your goals? Are you giving excellence associated with living out your dreams? Because, see, this is the thing. We all know that so often people give just enough to get by. I'm going to give you just enough. But as we learned many weeks ago when we took a journey on moving from good to great, we've learned that this transition from good to great, and many of us operate on a level of good, but in order for us to move to another level, there's this challenge of, I need to be great. I need to operate at a high level of excellence. But what that means is you're giving more than what's required. And so as I continue to take you on this journey, reflecting from my insight that I gleaned at another level, associated with excellence and the resort that I stayed at and the representation of this brand of excellence, I really saw coming to life that in the details that were given in at this resort, that they really and truly gave more than what was required. Why do you say that? Because, of course, the expectation for a resort, a five-star resort, four-star resort, whatever the case may be, is that you expect that the room is going to be clean. You expect certain things. You expect clean linens. You expect certain things. But when it comes to giving more than what's required, when you go into a hotel room or resort room or whatever the case may be, you don't expect that because you're celebrating a birthday, that the hotel or resort would have balloons in the room for you, would have a rose in the room for you, would have a dessert that says happy birthday and champagne and glasses and all of this. You would not expect that. Now, if someone had it delivered for you, that's a different thing. But the basic foundation, you don't expect. And so that's where my mind begins to process the various details of, wow. Many of us fall short in our vision. Many of us fall short in achieving our goals and living our dreams because we're only doing and we're only giving just enough to get by. And we're feeling frustrated and we're wondering, woe is me. I'm sure that many of you today, because this is truly a lost art, customer service, customer care, you can call somewhere now, and more often than not, you're not going to get a live individual. The art, the basic art of customer service and customer care has been lost. But it really stands out when someone gives you more than what's required. And I want to challenge you and encourage you today to ask yourself the question as it relates to your vision. Because that's what Motivational Mondays is all about. It's about giving you empowerment that supports you in moving your vision to the next level and you growing to another level in your vision and the achievement of your goals and living out your dream. And so I want to challenge you and ask the question, and it's a rhetorical question for you, to self-evaluate and self-assess. And I want you to know that Coach Adams is constantly self-assessing, constantly evaluating, because I, too, desire to model the brand of excellence in every area of my life. In some areas, I feel like, woo, I hit the ball out of the ballpark. In other areas, I know that it is truly an opportunity for me to grow. But if you don't have a standard, if you don't have a bar that you're constantly fighting to achieve and raising that bar, you'll never move from good to great. And so when we're looking at shaping up to win with our vision and achieving our goals and living our dreams, and this specific area of excellence, we have to first and foremost have a bar and continuously reevaluate and raise that bar every chance that we get so that we bring out another level of excellence, another level of moving from good to great. Once you achieve a certain level, you're doing good. You have to raise that bar to achieve the next level of great. And that requires that you constantly are shaping and molding a mindset that is a mindset of excellence, that is a mindset that says, I will give more than what's required. And each and every moment, I will give my very best in this moment, at this given time. Why do I say giving your very best in this moment, at this particular time? I say that because we're continuously growing and evolving. And where your capacity is today should be continuously evolving and growing and shifting. And so where you are today is different than where you are next week, next month, a few months from now, next year. And so if you're continuously giving based on the capacity of where you are, that bar is continuously raised. And that is a mindset, a consciousness of excellence and giving excellence. As we reconnect on my birthday excursion and celebration the excellence that I was sharing with you. If it wasn't enough that we got to the room, there were balloons to celebrate the birthdays, a rose on the bed, a little decorative gift item, the dessert that said happy birthday, and the champagne, all of these things, because they knew that we were celebrating a birthday. In addition, I loved it, and I must admit, this is my first resort hotel that I've stayed at that had turned down service. And so we went out to have dinner, you know, after arriving and getting checked in, we went out to have dinner. I'm looking around the grounds and everything is pristine and the details are evident. You could tell that every little detail was well thought out, that it wasn't about giving just enough to get by, but you could tell that there was a high standard of excellence, that if the name was going to represent that, that the brand and what people saw, they were going to see excellence. You know, one of the things that my mentors often teach is your brand, our brand, is not what we say it is. It's what others perceive. So I can say I give excellence, but if you don't perceive that, then I have an opportunity for growth. Because it's not what I say it is, it's what others perceive. And so I have a consciousness around this, and that's why as I'm looking and monitoring and observing the grounds, I'm seeing the intimate details. Remember we said that love is in the details. As it relates to your vision, can people see your love in the details? I remember someone came to one of my wind shops. And this was her first time encountering Coach Adams. She, in a workshop setting, she had interacted with me. She got the sense that I was a person of excellence and desired to give excellence. And I'm not sharing this to toot my own horn. I'm sharing this to make a connection around what we're talking about is we're shaping up to win today here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and looking at what does it mean to demonstrate, to give, to operate in excellence. And so this individual was encountering Coach Adams for the very first time in a workshop environment. And she attended one of our 4 hours of power, shape up and win shops with Coach Adams. And what was so interesting is that she noticed every intimate detail. From the time that she checked in at registration, she's looking at the name tags and all of these various things that sometimes people don't think about. Or we give just enough to get by. But understanding excellence and wanting to continuously grow in that, I knew it was important that every detail mattered down to, and this is just Coach Adams. It doesn't mean that, you know, if someone else does it differently, that it's something wrong with that. But I'm just sharing with you my desire for the name tags. Everyone that pre-registered, it was important for me for there to be a logo associated with that name tag. It was pre-printed. Now, if you showed up at the door and you didn't pre-register, yes, you're going to get a handwritten one. But for everyone that we were expecting, I felt it was important for them to see this level of excellence in the workbook that was given, in the PowerPoint that was given, in the hotel that was selected, all of those various details. My desire was to give excellence. You know, many said, well, Coach Adams, why did you select this hotel? Isn't it expensive? I selected it because it lent to the psychological environment of excellence, and that is the desire of the brand. And so it really honored me, and it was encouraging when this individual said, wow, I am impressed by these various details. Now, even if someone did not notice them, for me, it was important that every detail that I gave my very best, that our team gave our very best in the moment. And so as I was relating this to my vacation and the hotel resort that we stayed at, when you walked around, you saw excellence. You know, I've stayed at other places, and, you know, the room, they had flaws and different things, and, you know, you're thinking, wow, I paid all of my money, but it's below standards, below what I would desire, but yet the money had already been paid. And so you know what I'm talking about. When you go somewhere and you have a certain expectation and it doesn't live up to that, or you deal with someone in business and you have a certain expectation and it doesn't live up to that. You know, I'm consulting in this season, and I have someone say, wow, every time I call this person, I leave messages, I send emails, they don't respond. That doesn't speak to excellence. That's speaking to a brand that's contrary to giving your very best. And we don't think about these little details sometimes, but the reality is that it truly matters. And it's really significant as it relates to living out our dreams, as it relates to crystallizing our vision. Do you want to give your very best, or do you simply desire to give just enough to get by? You know, it's so funny as I relate this back to, and I love to bring in real life because I feel like it's relatable. You can really get a sense of it. The resort. I remember standing by the elevator. Now, I am not a smoker, but I noticed the ashtray. And I'm just sharing with you, as we're talking about excellence, with the hope that you will begin to process and evaluate your vision, your achievement of your goals, living out your dream. Are you moving at a conscious level of excellence? Are you giving your very best, or are you giving just enough to get by? And that is really what the thought-provoking question is today, because if you're giving just enough to get by, guess what? Just enough is not enough. We're in a very competitive marketplace, and I don't care what your services are that you may be offering, what the product is. Unless you're the very first to create it, the marketplace is competitive. And there's other individuals that are offering what you may be offering. You know, I often joke, and I won't name this airline because I don't want to get into any trouble, that the mindset, their name doesn't speak to the service that they give. And I've shared with people, I will not fly on that airline. I don't care if it's cheaper. I don't care if they're the only ones going. I will not fly on that airline. Why? Because they don't live up to the brand. I don't like how it makes me feel. I'm investing my money, and the service is subpar. For many of us, if our vision is not moving to the next level, it may be because our service is subpar. It may be because we're not giving the very best that we have in us to give. Remember, I said for me, excellence is giving your very best, meaning you're giving all that you have to give within your capacity in that very moment, which may be subject to change. But you're giving your very best in that moment based on your capacity. So if your very best is an 8, and that's within your capacity on the scale of 1 to 10, you're giving an 8. But if your capacity on a scale of 1 to 10 is a 10, and you're only giving an 8, you're not giving your very best in the moment. And that's what's so important to understand. And like I said, for me, Coach Adams, there's certain areas I got this. And there's other areas where I recognize these are opportunities for growth. And I want to share with you an assessment that my mentors introduced me to that I found to be extremely helpful and significant in assessing systems in the corporate arena utilizes this as well. It's called a SWOT assessment. SWOT is an acronym that stands for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. SWOT, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And many of us, we focus solely and completely on our strengths, but we're not willing to look at our weaknesses. Our weaknesses is a great opportunity for us to grow to another level. But if we don't look at those areas of weakness and we only focus in on our areas of strength, what I have grown to learn to be true, we are only as strong as our weakest link. So say, for example, the resort setting, hotel setting that I'm speaking of. The strength is the grounds look amazing. That's the strength. The grounds look amazing. But the weakness is the customer service of the people sucks completely. They're rude. They're nasty. So it doesn't matter what your eyes are seeing. What matters most is what you're experiencing. So they're only as strong as the customer service that they give or not, the experience that you have or you don't, and that becomes your perception. So now the fact that the grounds are well-maintained and pristine, it doesn't matter if you encounter someone that's nasty, that has a bad attitude. That was the other thing that stood out for me, too, at this resort. I don't care how many employees we encountered walking around. They always greeted you. And I thought to myself, I said, wow, their training is on point because there was such a consistency. And so often we go to places, we experience things, and the people fall short. And it doesn't matter what someone may be saying as it relates to the brand, because remember, the brand is not what I say it is. It's what others perceive. And one negative experience, unfortunately, can affect the brand. And so this SWOT assessment, I want to encourage you to utilize this and begin to evaluate where are you in the different areas, the different quadrants of your life. What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? What are your opportunities and what are your threats? Why is this important? This gives us an opportunity to continue to grow. And if we want to move from good to great, if we want to move to another level of excellence, we can't put our heads in the sand like an ostrich. We have to be okay with, okay, where are those flaws in the system? Where are those weak links in the system so that I can move to another level of excellence? Before I got on the SWOT assessment, I was beginning to share with you that this resort that I stayed at, I was standing waiting for the elevator, and although I am not a smoker, one of the things that I noticed, and it was hard to miss because there was an ashtray right outside of the elevator, and I noticed in the sand of the ashtray, remember we were talking about love is in the details. And excellence is about detail and giving your very best within your capacity in that moment, doing more than what's required, more than what's required. But many of us give just what's required. Giving that next level that becomes superiority, we're giving at a whole different level. A whole different state of quality. But this is a state of mind as it relates to our vision, achieving our goals, and living out our dreams. So I notice this ashtray, and I'm waiting for the elevator, and I happen to look down. And I notice that in the sand of the ashtray, they had their logo stamped in the sand. Now, they didn't have to do that. All they had to do was have the ashtray there available. It's going to serve the same purpose. But do you know how much of a wow that was when I saw that detail? I'm saying, wow, they really are, their consciousness, their goal, their desire is to give more than what's expected. As I shared, I've never stayed at a resort that I can recall to date, and I've had the opportunity to travel to different areas of the globe and stay at different places. I don't recall having turned down service. And I was so impressed with that because every night they came in, they turn your bed down, they leave you a newsletter that tells you the following day what events are up and coming so that you can be in the know. They do additional refreshing in your room, again, giving more than what's required. I remember we went to one of the events that the resort had, and it was a Mexican party. You may be saying, Coach Adams, I am so not getting this. Why is all of this important? I'm simply giving you images and painting a picture of excellence. And I'm challenging you, our global listening audience who's tuned in today, and we thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and presented by Inspired Media for You. Our desire is to give you excellent quality programming every week, faithfully. We don't take that responsibility lightly or for granted, and we thank you for tuning in, and that's our goal. So as we are in our Shape Up series today and we're talking about excellence, we are sharing with you through the images that are shared and the different nuggets that we're dropping on you today so that you will begin to self-evaluate and self-assess where are you on your journey of fulfilling your vision, achieving your goals, and living out your dreams. Are you giving just enough to get by? And we can talk about different areas, and I share this because it is so important for us to evaluate and constantly reexamine that in every area of our lives, the goal, the desire should be to give excellence with our vision, achieving our goal, living out our dreams, in our relationships, in our finances, our focus, whatever that may be. Our desire should be excellent. You know, it's so interesting because I was having a conversation with an associate who's married and has been married for, I think it's 3 years, and they were previously married before, so they know what it looks like to have a relationship, a marriage that wasn't healthy, that wasn't vibrant, that didn't work. Hence, they were divorced. And to now be in a relationship and to be wowed by how their mate, the goal and the desire is to serve them in excellence, but that is their goal and desire as well. And one of the things that stood out as they were sharing with me, and I challenge you and I'm challenging me, are we giving more than what's expected in our relationships as servants? Or are we coming to our relationships and we're just coming to take? Or are we coming to give unconditionally? And this stands out for me as we're talking about excellence and giving excellence and increasing our mindset, that our mindset would be that of excellence, that every intimate detail, there would be a greater level of consciousness with the desire to give more than what's required. And that is at the core of what we're talking about today, giving more than what's required. Giving more than what's required in your vision, giving more than what's required so you can achieve your goals, giving more than what's required so that you can live out your dreams. See, if we're just doing what's needful to get by, we're often going to feel frustrated because that's not enough in this competitive marketplace. You have to do more. If you want more, you have to be willing to give more. Don't let someone else outgive you. And that is so key. As I'm sharing with you, I'm processing and evaluating in those areas in my life where I have opportunities. Remember, we talked about the SWOT assessment, continuously evaluating our systems. What strengths, what weaknesses, what opportunities, and what threats? See, a threat should be, if I don't give more than what's required, someone else will give greater and they will get the business or they will get the relationship or they will get whatever it is that we're desiring. They'll achieve the goal. They'll live out their dreams, but I won't because I'm not giving more than what's required. You know, I've come to learn that we cannot expect others to understand our grind, as one would say. And our grind is reflective of our vision and the passion, the fire that we have associated with that. But we have to have a bar. At this resort, clearly there is a bar. And you can see it in every intimate detail, the desire to manifest this brand of excellence, the desire to give you the experience of the result of this brand, not just saying excellence, but not giving excellence. And all of those intimate details matter. You know, I remember someone saying to me, does it take all of that? Yes, it does. From my point of view, if I want to give excellence, if I want to move to another level, for me, my perception is, yes, it requires all of that. For someone else, they may say, no, it doesn't take all of that. But then our results are going to be representative of whatever we put into life, that's what we're going to get out of it. So if we give just enough to get by, then that's what we're going to yield. That's going to be our end result. And as I was sharing with you about this relationship and this couple, this associate, her husband did something extra special for her recently. And in her mind, it was a wow because it was unexpected and it was above and beyond what she expected. And I was listening to this story and I thought, wow. But again, his mindset, and she could say, you know, I've done things as well. There is an ebb and flow. There's give and take. They're both efforting to serve one another at another level. In your vision, are you serving your vision? Are you serving at another level to move you from good to great? Are you giving your very best as it relates to achieving your goals? Are you constantly feeling frustrated because you're not, because you're only doing enough to get by? When we do more than what's required, people recognize that. People see that. And I want to challenge you today on this Motivational Monday, April 2018, that when you close out this time of sharing with us today, that you will step back and you'll begin to assess and evaluate your systems through SWOT, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, that you continue to grow in those areas that are strong, but that you identify and you deal with those areas of weakness, that you recognize where you have great opportunities and you address those threats before they become a threat. And that's why assessing our systems is so key. It is amazing, wowzer, how quickly time flies. I promised that I would give you, our global listening audience, an opportunity to chime in, and I'm realizing the time I've been so engrossed in this subject of excellence as we're shaping up to win today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. And I want you to know, our global listening audience, that this is the time in our program, and we invite you to share in the discussion. I would love to know, are you getting anything from the information that's shared? What are you taking away? Do you have thoughts around this topic of excellence, giving more, moving from good to great as we're shaping up to win? If so, don't be shy. Don't be scared. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. This is a safe space. If you have a question, if you're feeling challenged, you need some live coaching, get it now. The coach is in session. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you must dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Again, if you're sitting in front of your electronic device, I'm so sorry. You can't just push 1 on your keypad. You have to dial in. So we're going to continue in today's broadcast. And I see that we have a caller. I'm going to transition our caller in. Area code 951, last 4 digits 0630. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, and we want to thank you for joining us. What is your question or comment? Caller, area code 951, last 4 digits 0630. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. What's your question or comment?
Hi, Coach Adams. Told you earlier when I saw your post that I was going to make sure that I made a reminder. The reminder went off. I'm walking in traffic, and I'm like, it's not a good time. But I said, you know what? Because I didn't have my earphones. But I said, I'm going to just fight the traffic and the wind and come in and join on this call because I just wanted to see what you were about. Now, this is the way I am. You got 5 minutes to catch me or I'm gone. It's like, click, I'm hanging up. And I'm telling you, you are awesome. I like the fact that you brought in your own personal experiences and implemented them into your ministry and for the subject today. And not only that, it was a perfect subject because my pastor is always saying, he will cancel stuff if it's not together. You didn't get it together in time. We're not going to throw something together because everything we do here at Life Changes Christian Fellowship must be done in excellence. So when I thought that was your topic, that definitely hooked me right there. But then when you gave the whole story about the resort and everything, I'm like, oh, man, this is going to be good. And so I really appreciate you. Also, I want to know if this is recorded so that I can play it again, because like I said, I was walking, so a lot of it I couldn't get notes for. It's a lot of good stuff I wanted to write down, but I was walking. And I finally got home, and I did get a few notes, but you're awesome, and I will be here every Monday. Praise the Lord, because you are awesome. I've been on a lot of prayer lines and motivational lines, and I'm like, nope, can't do this anymore. This is boring. This is not helping me. This is not interesting. But you have made this call absolutely awesome, enlightening, empowering. So I just want to thank you for this call. I will be here every Monday. I'm Minister V, and I need this. I'm also Sister V, Gospel Community Extraordinaire. So my thing was to find out how to make my comedy better. And you did that because there's some things I should do better. And one of the things you said was always give your best. And even if you can't afford to be the best, you can always strive to do your best. So praise God. And I haven't. I've just been mediocre and thought I could get by on mediocrity. But you changed my mind about that. And then you said, don't just give enough to get by and save money. You know, sometimes you have to spend to win. Amen? So,
amen.
You have no, sometimes you
well,
do. I mean, it's
I
like, am I going to get this back? No, you might take a loss, but you're going to make an impression, like you said. And word of mouth is the best advertisement you can have. You know, I've given, well, at first I didn't know my worth, so I'd be like, well, yeah, I'll come and do comedy. And I didn't say, but at this price. And I'm just, whatever you want to bless me with. And they gave me $20. Then I was mad. But I shouldn't be because I didn't give you a price. You know, when you're walking in excellence and you're working in excellence and you're doing everything in excellence, then you should know your worth. And your worth should be because you are doing your whatever it is in excellence. So I really thank you for this. And the other thing that you said that I really liked, that because like I said, I didn't get a chance to write a lot down, was always try to take it to a higher level and don't just do enough to get by. I tend to do that because I have a couple of comedy sets. I can just say, okay, I'm going to do this, and this from, you know, and I stop writing. In excellence, I need to always keep writing, always keep bringing new material. You know, always have a good show. The one thing, the one comment that a lady made to me over a year ago that really blessed my soul was, she said, I laughed so hard, my face hurt. And I had never heard that. I've heard you're good, you're great, you know, you make my stomach hurt. But she said her face hurt because she was laughing so hard or smiling. Mm. And so I was like, hearing this is taking my whole ministry in comedy to a whole new level, because I see now there's some things I need to do. I need to get some T-shirts made, you know, or, you know, I need to have like a vendor table, you know, with my materials, you know, my CDs, whatever. And so thank you so much. This has been enlightening. And again, my major question is this recorded? Can I get this whole segment again, so I can hear it again, and I want to share it with folks. So there's some other people I know, and they need to hear it, and they will listen to it if I recommend it. So if there's a way I can, if it's recorded, just let me know how to do that as well. God bless you, Coach.
Absolutely, and thank you so much, Minister V. You have so encouraged my heart today by your comments.
Amen.
And your transparency. I am truly inspired to hear that you've gotten some richness from today's installment of Motivational Mondays. And I do want you to know that each episode is recorded and it is available on demand at blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia.
Blog radio.
No worries.
Blogtalkradio.com.
Inspired Media, the number 4, the letter U.
Inspired Media, number 4, U, letter U.
Yes,
all
and thank
I
you
couldn't
so
write
much
down
for
while I was walking. I'm like, hey,
oh,
if I could
no
do
worries.
I don't even have a
no
pen
worries.
On. Amen.
That's okay, and I thank you for tuning in, and I'm looking forward to having you share with
me
us.
Me every week.
We're here. Yes.
I'll
so
be
keep
here.
That reminder set, and thank you for sharing
Absolutely.
With those in your network. Appreciate you
Absolutely.
Greatly.
Yeah, I'm going to put it out there now. I did not share it because I'm kind of cautious. You know, I don't want to say, oh, this is going to be awesome, and I hadn't heard it yet. But now,
understandable.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody going to know. Everybody.
Well,
my friends, my family. Absolutely.
I appreciate that, and I thank you.
And I love the fact that you tied all that in with your birthday, you know, because first I'm like, well, where is she going with this, you know, and as you continue to talk, I'm like, okay, because I'm like, well, your birthday was beautiful, I'm sure, but praise the Lord, I want to be motivated. You know, because you, but you got, because I got into what you were saying, they did extra stuff. So, you know, it's like my church anniversary, we need to have not only just refreshments, but maybe a gift for saying thank you for coming, a coffee cup, an ink pen, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And so, yeah, and I will be taking this back to my pastor, and I'm going to definitely give him the website and let him hear this, because this is some of the stuff he tells us. We need to, but he kind of is vague, you know. We need to operate in excellence. And, you know, after a while, you start to think, well, what does that mean? You know, and why are you canceling this event? Because when he will cancel something, well, y'all ain't prepared for it, it doesn't look good, it's canceled. And I'm like, okay, well, we did the best we could. But I see now why he does what he does. Because some of the things you said made perfect sense. And I'm like, oh, okay, I understand now. You know, the thing about the ashtrays, I don't even know how they could do that. My daddy was a janitor, and he would just scoop out the cigarette butts and throw them away, and it was just sand. But wow, so that's just, wow, that's awesome. And I need to know
it
where
to awesome.
I want to go.
Oh, well, you know what? I actually, if you inbox me, I'll send you the link for that. So inbox me on Facebook,
absolutely,
and I'll send you the link for that. Absolutely.
I can't remember where I actually saw your flyer. Was it on, I'm thinking it was on, I don't know. I think it was it Pretty Woman Who Prayed, or it could have been, I got a gang of them. So when I am, I'll just, that definitely, I got your website. And I'll try to figure out where
and
I got
as
it
well,
goes.
let me give you my website, and I'm going to transition to my closing, and I'll be giving you my website for that as well. Mm-hmm. So I thank you again, and let me give that information globally to our listeners. I want to share with those of you, and I thank our sister so much for just her feedback and the interaction and the comments, which were so rich. I want to let all of you know that we have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. This is a way to stay connected socially. We want to continue this dialogue. If you have a show guest, a mind, you know, a thought for a concept for a show, a topic you want to see discussed, or just further comments, our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It is an open group, and all you have to do is ask to join. So that is one way to stay connected. We appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. On our next installment, we will continue in our Shape Up series. Coach Adams wants to stay connected with you. So if you're not already a part of my network, visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com. You can always send an email to admin@coachadams.com, or you're welcome to call 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. For those of you that don't know, and our sister was chiming in for the first time today, Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to win. Twice a year, we host our live Win Shop. We touched on that briefly, and the next Win Shop will be hosted in July. If you want additional information on our live Win Shop, Shape Up and Win, admin@coachadams.com, or you may call 310-289-2101. With all of the tools of empowerment that Coach Adams has to offer you, the goal is that you would, without question, be more equipped in your vision. You would get strategic plans and coaching empowerment that supports you in moving to another level. We thank you again for tuning in to Coach Adams here on Inspired Media for You on Motivational Mondays. And we're looking forward to our next installment. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. And always remember, I coach and you win.